Welcome back to Fritz and Friends, everyone. Cheryl Fritz here, along with producer Scott Eckersley, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to John Dare, who is Lansing Township Supervisor. Good evening, John. How are you?
I'm good, Cheryl. How are you?
Good. Wanted to get in touch with you today because you were mentioned last night in Mayor Virge Bonero's State of the City address and in him talking about partnerships and so forth. And first off, just want to get your reaction to the address last night and how you think it went over.
Well, I think it went well. Virge and I have talked several times this year already, and he called me last week and said that he wanted to know if the township would be willing to partner on some things that were in the township and in the city. And I said, well, you know, let's talk further. What exactly are you talking about? Because I'm always interested in partnerships. And this is one region, and we need to work especially in this day and age with all the problems that we're having financially, to work together. And so he said, well, let's talk about the West Saginaw corridor. You know, we've got GM properties. And I said, yes, the township has about 180 acres. And he said that the old Fisher Body plant was about 70 acres. So, you know, there's 250 acres on West Saginaw that need redevelopment. Then, of course, there's the old Waverly Golf Course. So there's a lot of real estate in the West Saginaw corridor, and we talked about how we could partner and how we could talk about doing some interesting things on that corridor. And I asked if maybe Delta Township should be involved because, you know, west of Waverly Road, we've got that stretch between Waverly and Marketplace, even west of Canal, that should be considered. So my guess is that in the immediate future, Delta Township and Lansing Township will be talking about how we can redevelop the West Saginaw corridor, especially with all the vacant properties that we now have.
In part of his speech last night, some of the bullet points pulled out, you talked about agreeing to one plan to redevelop instead of two. Is that just logistics we're talking about? You're just trying to, you know, bring things together and have a more distinct plan for the area?
Yeah, exactly. We're talking conceptually. We haven't talked about anything specifically at this point, but they've created a West Saginaw corridor. We've created a West Saginaw corridor. I know the Delta Township people have been talking about what they want to do for the future of their corridor. It just makes sense that the three of us should work together.
So it comes down to efficiency here. If we're all working on the same plan and working together, we might actually be able to get something done here that we're all happy with.
That's the only way to do it today. It really is.
Certainly. So do you get excited hearing about these kinds of partnerships and so forth that you know, no one body or entity can do it all? And as you just, I guess I'm reiterating that that makes it easier for something to get done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. These are exciting times. They're daunting times as well, but they are exciting times. And I think we'll look back in 15 or 20 years and we'll see how exciting they were.
What are your hopes for that area? When I mean, you just got the call recently from Mayor Virge Bonero, but you know, you've been looking at these properties for a long time. What are the hopes and things that you can see that are possibilities in these areas?
Well, first of all, we've been struggling with General Motors for the last 3.5 years. You know, we found out sometime in 2005 that they were going to tear the sites down, and then in about 2007 it actually happened, and it's been a long, draining 5 years, and we've got to get General Motors off the snide. They've got to make that property. They've got to put it in a position of potential redevelopment, and right now it's not there. But I have some hopes. I have some hopes and dreams. I'd like to see that area redeveloped. I think that we're going to have to talk about jobs before we talk about redevelopment. I mean, redevelopment is wishful thinking if we can't create jobs for the region. So let's talk jobs first, and then we'll talk about how we can redevelop West Saginaw. But, you know, one of the things that I think would be of good use in that area would be senior housing. We're all getting older. We're living longer lives, obviously. There isn't that attractive senior housing component on the west side that I think is needed. I'd like to see some mixed use. You know, I could see some more retail. I could see some restaurants. I could see some more residential. But all of this is hopeless until we have jobs, and that's what we've got to work on.
What I love about what you're saying about senior housing and mixed use and restaurants and so forth, we're at the point of thinking outside the box. We can't go with some of the old standards we used to think of for redeveloping an area. We have to shake it up a bit, don't we?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, you know, if we can continue to do things the way we used to do them, we're going to get the same results, and we don't want the same results because the results that we're getting are not what we want. So, yeah, we've got to shake it up. We really do.
Now, the Waverly golf course property, is just sitting, correct, at this
yes.
point?
Yes, and, you know, there's been some talk that it would be a wonderful urban park. I know you've traveled. I've traveled a lot. I've been to a lot of nice big cities. Every big city has at least one special urban park. You know, Waverly is never going to be Central Park. It's never going to be Grand Park. But you know something? It could be a nice urban park. Now, if the city had other plans for it, we're more than willing to sit down with them and talk to them about some other type of redevelopment. But one thing that has been discussed is the possibility of making it an urban park. And that'd really be cool if we could pull that off. But then again, you know, it's up to both of us to look for grant monies and such in order to see if that's even a possibility.
Well, as you said, it comes down to money, and it always does. It is a beautiful piece of property, certainly,
yes, it is.
Certainly central located for an urban park. When we talk about budgets, and almost everybody I talk to on this show, we're talking about budgets and everything is on the line. You know, how do things look in Lansing Township for this year?
Well, we're going to get through 2011 okay, but I'm going to be very frank with you. We've balanced our last four or five budgets with a deficit, and that's not any fun. And it's not good. It's not healthy. It's not physical responsibility, but it's what we've had to do. Fortunately, we've had enough fund equity, or what some people refer to as a contingency, to get by. But we can't do this much longer. You know, we've been very dependent on property tax revenues and revenue sharing. We all know what's happened to revenue sharing. The township is probably looking at between 40 and 50% less revenue sharing dollars than we received in 1999, so over a 10-year period, we've lost close to 50% of our revenue sharing. Our property tax revenue has been flat for the last 2 years and probably for the next one or two. So, you know, our budgets are shrinking. We've got to find a way out of this. We truly do.
Well, yeah, the only news there that you know is that you're not alone. That sure doesn't make it any easier.
Well, that's true.
You're taking hits like everybody else is. John, I appreciate your time this evening, and we'll keep up with you and keep track of what's going on with these partnerships with the City of Lansing and moving forward in the whole corridor in the Lansing Township area.
Cheryl, thank you so much. Thanks for thinking of us.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon, John.
You bet. Bye.
Bye-bye. Been speaking with John Dare, who's the Lansing Township Supervisor. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.